Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Sitoris. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John Sitoris. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Hadley reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Keogh moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale fires over to first and Wirtz drops the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Snyder moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hadley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House is walked intentionally. Lump moves to third. Hadley moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Chittum. Lump scores. Hadley moves to third. House moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Hadley scores. House moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzahn takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzahn moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Budden. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzahn scores. White moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Ted Williams. Murray Dixon now pitching. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Nelson Chittum. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Mahoney moves to second. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Earl Wilson now pitching. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lump takes first base on ball 4. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hadley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump scores. Hadley moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, House hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mahoney goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Serve hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. White takes first base on ball 4. Stevens scores. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's Red Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to third. White moves to second. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mahoney strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. White scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Rip Coleman now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Keough moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hadley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hadley for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Roger Maris pinch hits for Rip Coleman. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from House and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone throws to second for 1, and Runnels throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tuttle scores. Williams moves to second. 1 out. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Cuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Forknealis moves to second. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuck fields it and throws to second to catch Forknealis off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. House reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Frank House. Tom Brewer now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hal Smith pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 10. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.